Amen. You love the Lord. Say amen. It's good to be here this morning. Good to see everybody that's come out of the house of the Lord. If you're visiting with us, we sure are glad you're here. We're glad you would come to worship with us here at Morning View Baptist Church. Amen. But we appreciate you. So let's remember all these that are still sick. We still got several that's out with different things. So let's be much in prayer for each and every one of them. Remember Brother Charles Garrett. They carry him back to the hospital. And so remember Brother Charles and others the Lord knows all about. Remember Cliff Williams' daughter. She had a heart attack and had to put her in the hospital. And so remember this family in her prayers. Still remember Miss Ruby and them, Brother Robbie and them, as they lay their loved one down last week. And others that lost loved ones. We know we had several others the last couple of weeks. Let's be much in prayer for them. Amen. So let's remember each one that had tests this week, had good reports and things like this. We thank God for each and every one. I wonder if it's just anybody that uplifted the hand, like to be remembered. Amen. Amen. This is always Sunday. We always get all the kids come up and we pray for them. We've got school starting back next week. And, man, I know they're looking forward to that, just shouting, amen, how blessed they are. And I'm not sure if it's them or it's parents I hear. Amen. But we're going to ask all the kids, are we going to school? If you'll be come up here with me, y'all just come on. Don't run. Everybody come on. Amen. Just come on up here. Amen. Some of y'all ain't going. Amen. There, Miss Haley. There we go. All of them. Yeah, praise the Lord. Man, I'm going to tell you, they make you feel old. When you look over and you look, Andrew, when I came here, was going into first grade. Look at him now. Good gracious. But I appreciate all these kids. Amen. They just a blessing to my heart. Kids, if you will, just join hands. Let's join hands one with another. Amen. This is the only time they'll do that. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Will y'all stand with us, and we're just going to pray for their safety. And pray that, you know, boy, the devil's got all this stuff out there now, these drugs and things like this. And, you know, it ain't safe hardly anymore. And so we're just going to pray that God will put his arm of protection over our young people. Amen. This is just some of them not here. We want to pray for their protection and their guidance. And just God will open their little old minds up. And this is just going to be a great year. They'll absorb all of that in and just all of them make all A's this year. Amen. Ethan, man. Amen. All right. We're just glad to see you this morning. Let's just pray. Brother Donald, will you lead us and let us just all pray with these kids? Amen. Give these kids a great hand. We got some of the best. Y'all go sit down, man. Amen. Ain't God good? Amen. We're going to ask our ushers to come around and receive our morning tithes and offerings. Ask his blessing upon the service today. Thank God. We appreciate all of our young people, and not those just in regular school, but college, things like this. We got some that's gone and things like that. We certainly don't forget them. We pray for them and pray that God watches over them also. Amen. Brother Robert Brown, will you ask the blessing?
tried to sing this song once before. I think that probably not a soul here that hadn't witnessed something like this song's talking about. And it talks about, you know, the loved ones that we've had, that we've prayed for, prayed for their sickness, prayed for their health. Seems like no answer comes. But this rarely says, if you only knew what they're looking at from heaven's view. Listen to the words of this song. Had a beautiful name. Listen.
My sickness is gone.
sing it one more time.
If you only knew, I'm just going home. Lord, answers your prayers, and my sickness is gone. Things look so much better.
Let's go.
the musicians are coming down. Sing that last verse again with me of Amazing Grace. Sing it without music.
When we've been there 10,000 years.
That's good. Turn your Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter number 26. We're going back to the beginning. Genesis, chapter number 26, verse number 12, reading through verse number 14. Let me say I appreciate, amen, once again. Boy, people just talked about Morning View all week long, and I appreciate that. Let me say this. Remember the pastor, that church brother, Shad's daughter. She's just about 12 or 13, somewhere in that age, and she's got to go to Birmingham this week. They're removing her entire colon. So remember that young lady in our prayers next week. Amen. The Bible said in Genesis chapter number 26, verse number 12, reading through verse number 14. Amen. The Bible said, then Isaac sowed. That's a big deal. Then Isaac sowed in the land and received it in the same year a hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. Look at verse number 13. The Bible said the man waxed great and went forward. And grew until he became very great. Look at verse number 14. The Bible said, for he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of the servants. And the Philistines, they envied him. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff, how, Lord, out of the way today for just a little while. How, Lord, we thank you, God, for the great song service that we've had today in the Holy Spirit. How, Lord, I pray, God, one more time, and God, that you'll hide us behind the cross. How, Lord, bless the reading of your word. How, Lord, the message for the hour. How, Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name, and we humbly pray, amen and amen. A very familiar scripture here in the book of Genesis. And neighbor today, if I had a message that I want to preach on for just a little while, and maybe on this right here, the harvest of Isaac. Amen. The harvest of Isaac. Listen, harvest season, a time of reaping. Listen, it's the product of our labor. Amen. And neighbor today, the Bible said that Isaac has sown in the land, and neighbor, and received a hundredfold. And the Bible said, and the Lord had blessed him. Amen. Listen, where did Isaac sow the seed? Listen, neighbor, it was in a land that was experienced one of the greatest famine in that day. Listen, he sowed the seed. And neighbor, in that day, and neighbor, when did he sow a time? When nobody else was sowing and nobody else was reaping. And the Bible said that God blessed him. In fact, he sowed his seed. Listen, neighbor, a day in a time when God's people, listen, had done and started fleeing and turning and toward Egypt as fast as they could because of the conditions that they were living in. It was a dry and thirsty time. And neighbor, the valleys were dried up. The land was parched up. Listen, the Bible said that God blessed Isaac. Listen, all those great rewards that he got. Listen, God speaks to Isaac here. Neighbor, and tells him to remain in the land. land of the Philistines, our neighbor today. And now this in the middle of famine. I'm sure he didn't understand this. And naturally speaking, it really didn't make a lot of sense. And neighbor, nothing going on here in this land. People are literally starving to death. Listen, cattle was drying up. Listen, the wheat fields had burned up. Listen, there was a famine in the land. Everybody's going over there where the land is in plenty. But the God tells Isaac, and said, I want you to stay right where you're at. And I'll bless you where you're at. Ain't that good? Neighbor today. Listen, neighbor today. Listen, he didn't understand it. It didn't make any sense. But listen, I thought about this the other night. In the middle of the night, God woke me up. Neighbor, and I had this thought come to my mind. And I thought I'd stick it into this sermon. Listen, you realize, neighbor, God, listen, specializes in the impossible. Amen. Listen, God specializes in the impossible. Neighbor, today, all he wants out of you and I, Brother Cecil, is do the possible. Do what we can do, and God will do the rest. Ain't you glad of that? Listen, Moses got him to the Red Sea, but God parted the waters. Listen, that's what I'm talking about. Listen, as long as we'll do the possible, God will do the impossible. Listen, there's the evidence of it tonight. Listen, or today. Listen, God is able to do what we cannot do. Neighbor today. But I have a desire, listen, to reap the same harvest that Isaac reaped. Listen, neighbor today. The Bible said that, listen, Isaac reaped, listen, 100-fold. Listen, the Bible said the Philistines were envy of him. They were looking over there. I'm just going to use this as a, listen, a figure of speech. Their tomato vines were dried up. But Isaac's had bloom on every limb. Listen, their bean plants had dried up. But Isaac's bean plants had green beans that long. Listen, their corn stalks was about to blow over. Listen, Isaac's had roast ears on every one of them. Listen, I believe old Isaac looked over at them and said, why don't y'all just come and dine? Listen, I don't know about you, but I have a desire to reap the harvest that Isaac reaped. Listen, I want the blessings of God. Listen, I want to do what I'm possible, able to do, that God, I can do the impossible tonight. Amen. I have a desire. I listen to reap the harvest of Isaac. I listen 100-fold. I listen, neighbor, today. I listen, God will do what he said he'll do. I listen, he said it will sow and we'll reap if we faint not. I listen, that's what the scripture says. But three things I thought about, neighbor, today about this. The harvest of Isaac. I listen, how you can have a land of plenty. I listen at your place in your spiritual life, even though the conditions are not favorable, even though I listen a lot of places today, I listen are closing the doors, even though a lot of places today have hung their harps on the willow, how in the world can we stand here this morning and not shout the praises of God? Amen. Because we at morning view. We're reaping the harvest that Isaac reaped. Amen. We're eating out of vineyards. We didn't even sow. Hey, thank God. We're receiving the blessings. Thank God that God has for you and I today. Amen. Amen. the harvest of Isaac. I listened three things to that one look at. I never would the Lord be in our helper, number one. I listened and we see here. Isaac, I was obedient. Amen. I listened. He was obedient. Amen. I see Isaac. I listened to the voice of God. I listened. He may speak in a still small voice. He may speak silently or loudly. But ever how he speaks to you and I, we need to listen. I listen with a spiritual ear, with the intent of getting God's will and direction and plan for my life. First of all, Isaac was obedient. He was obedient. He listened to the voice of God. See, my friend, today, disobedience, it leads to problems. Disobedience today, it leads to troubles and trials and tribulations and defeat. But if we desire today the harvest that God has for you and I, even in a famine, ain't that amazing? Even in a famine, even when everyone else is going the other way, even when everyone else is going the other way, look at the world today. Everybody's seeking out a new path. Everybody is seeking out another way. Amen. People say, preacher, if you don't change this and you don't change that, listen, you're gonna lose the people. You're gonna lose this or that. But I'm telling you, I'm gonna do what God said. He said, just stay right there. And I'll bless you where you're at. Thank God. I desire to have the harvest that Isaac had. And everybody else was leaving, Isaac, God said, you stay right there. You stay right there. Amen. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. Isaac was obedient when everybody else was running the other way. Amen. He said, I'm going to bless him right where he's at. See, and God will do it for you too. God will do it for you too when we're obedient to his voice. When we're obedient to his voice, amen. When we're obedient to his voice, we hear God speak to us, and then we can see mountains removed, and we can see battles won, and we can see victory come our way, and we can reap the same harvest even in the land of famine when we're obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. When he speaks to us, amen. He wasn't depending, Brother Dennis, on Moses to part the Red Sea. Moses couldn't have done it. But God said, you go and I'll do it. When the three Hebrew children wasn't going in there, going into the fiery furnace, he wasn't counting on their ability or their power to not get burnt up. He was saying, just be obedient. Just obedient. Listen, what did he say in the scripture? He said, if we'll be faithful over a few things, we'll be faithful over a few things, he'll make us ruler over many. Thank God. I'm telling you, I don't know about you today, but I desire the harvest that Isaac had. I desire the harvest that Isaac had. And Isaac was obedient against all odds. Against what everybody else was saying. Against what the Philistines were doing. Against what everybody else was laughing and scorning. He said, I'm going to stay right here. He was obedient to the will of God and to the call of God. I don't know about you today, but I desire the harvest of Isaac. The harvest of Isaac. The Bible said Isaac sowed, and he sowed in a time of famine and all these things. He was obedient. Then number two, not only was he obedient, but he was willing. He was willing. He was obedient and he was willing. Look at what the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse number 19. He says it's very simple. He said, except the Lord of hosts had left us a very small remnant. We should have been at Sodom, and we should have been like Gomorrah. That's exactly where we would have been today if we had not have got to that place of obedience. That place of obedience. That's what I wanted. That worked with it. Thank you. I was going with it. Isaiah 1 and 19. He said, if you be willing. If you be willing. And what? See, we can be willing all we want to, but if we're not obedient to what God tells us to do, God can say, oh, I want you to do this, and I want you to do that, and I want to provide you the harvest of Isaac, and we're willing to listen, but we're not obedient. See, Isaac was not only willing, but he was obedient, and the Bible said, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. The good of the land. God told Isaac, don't follow the crowd. That's basically what he told him. Don't follow the crowd. Don't do what everybody else is doing. Let me tell you something, young people fixing to go back to church, go back to school next week. You don't have to do what everybody else is doing. And you don't have to fit in with the crowd. They'll offer you everything in the world. From a dip me lip to a cigarette. Amen. They'll offer you everything out there. But you don't have to do it to just fit in. I like that song that says, I dare to be different in a world of compromise. The world is compromising. I've never seen such in all my day. I've never seen such in all my life. Day, the devil has distractions in every corner of our lives. In every direction that we go. One writer said, every time I go to do good, evil is always present. And sometimes it seems like we can take one step forward and two steps back. But he said, even against all these odds, you be willing and obedient. And if we'll be willing and obedient, we'll reap the harvest that Isaac reaped. We'll reap the harvest that Isaac was obedient. And then he said, if we're willing and obedient, we can eat the good of the land. God told Isaac, said, don't follow the crowd. Don't do what everybody else is doing. For this is what I like what he said. Not only did he tell Isaac to stay there, he said, I'll remain here with you. I'll remain here with you. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I've said this a lot of times. God plus nothing else or minus anything else is the majority. He's all you need. He's all you need. How many of us today desires the harvest of Isaac? We want the benefits. We want the blessings of God. But see, in order to have them, we got to do what Isaac was willing to do. Number one, he was obedient. He was obedient. The Lord woke you up this morning and said, it's Sunday. It's time to go to the house of God. And you was obedient. You could have stayed in the bed. Some of them did. But you could have stayed in the bed. The pillow feels better on Sunday morning than any other day of the week. Amen. But you know what? You was obedient. You got up out of that bed. You said, hey, I want to make sure the place where I sit is not vacant. I want to go, and I want to be where I need to be. I want to be willing. You was willing to get up. But that wasn't enough. You had to be obedient. Amen. You could say, I'm going to God's house all day long, but if you hadn't gotten the car, you'd have still been there. He said, if we want the harvest of Isaac, we got to be willing and we got to be obedient. We got to be willing, we got to be obedient. He said, I'll remain in the land. even in famine, even in your famine, when you're going through these things, you got to remember that God's right there with you. When God shut the door on Noah, he told Noah to come into the ark. In other words, I'm going to be inside with you. When the Hebrew children were in that fiery furnace, they said, hey, did we throw three or four? He said, we throw three. He said, but wait a minute. I see a fourth. And he's likening the Son of God. I'm telling you, he may not keep you out of the valley. He may not keep you out of the storm. And death may come to our house. And death may come to your house. But ain't you assured of knowing he's right there with you? He's right there with you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you all the way, even to the end. I don't know about you, but I want the harvest of Isaac. I want the harvest of Isaac. But in order to have this harvest, in order for us to have blooms on every limb, in order for us to reap that fruit, we got to be willing to follow the call of Christ. We got to be willing to listen to his voice as he speaks to our heart. And not only do we have to be willing, but we got to be obedient. And then number three, the harvest of Isaac. You got to be obedient. You got to be willing. Then number three, that don't make a bit of sense in the world, is I want you to get this. He sowed. He sowed. That's where the miracle began. He sowed. Isaac obeyed his voice of God. He was willing to remain in the land of the Philistines. But then Isaac did something that did not make a bit of sense in the world. They didn't understand what he was doing. He sowed in a land nobody else was sowing. It was in a famine. It was in a drought. It was about like this. Brother Gary, come here. He loves it when I use him. Hallelujah. You just look so usable. Love Brother Gary. But Brother Gary, if I told you this morning, I said, Brother Gary, I need some help sowing my garden. Brother Gary said, I'll help you, Brother Jeff. I'm willing to do it, and I'm going to be obedient to it. Then I told Brother Gary, I said, here's the seed. And I told Brother Gary, I said, Brother Gary, come over here with me. Throw it on that concrete right there. And I want a harvest. That don't make much sense. That's exactly what God told Isaac to do. He told him, so you can sit down there. Yeah, people can't see me. They told him to sow seed in a land, Brother Johnny, that it wouldn't come up. Brother Dennis, the land was parched. It was dry. Here this guy is, Isaac. He's over here, and I'm going to use that phrase. He was on that concrete just scattering seed everywhere. They look at him and say, man, Christ's crazy. He's lost it. I knew it was coming. Everybody's been going to Egypt. He stayed behind. Look at what he's doing now. He's been talking to God. Hey, nothing wrong with that. He's been obedient to God. There's nothing wrong with that. But he's sowing seed. That's crazy. The world tells you and I the same thing. They tell us there's no use in sowing seed. This generation's done gone. We've done lost them. There's nobody else going to be saved. Listen, God says, you sow the seed, I'll give the increase. You just sow the seed, I'll give the increase. See, all God wants you and I to do, that it goes back to the very beginning, he just wants you and I to do the possible. God will do the impossible. Got to do the impossible when we do the possible. what I'm able to do. Amen. What I'm able to do. He's not going to dig up the fallow ground. God's not going to come down here and he's not going to just go and just have a great revival. And he could, but he's not. That's what he's got you and I for. To be workers in the vineyard. In the vineyard of the Lord. I was coming down through Young's Grove here the other day, and they used to be just cotton fields out in that area. I don't know if I was talking to some guys that were, coming back from somewhere, if it was Lisa or somebody. But anyway, we were coming through there, and I said, could you imagine, it may have been Derek and him, but I said, could you, I can't remember, but I've heard my mother talk about and grandmother talk about working in those cotton fields. And they tell me I never did it. The only cotton I ever picked come out of an aspirin bottle. And it wore me out. But they say they go out there, Doris. I don't know. Me and you are not young and old enough to know this. But they'd go out there and they would work in them cotton fields all day long, man, picking them cotton. And they said them birds would get in their hands and all this kind of stuff. We couldn't do that. Us 65 folks couldn't do that. But they would pick that cotton. And she said they'd go out there, Brother Cecil, and said when they'd get done with that field, there'd be nothing left. And what made me think of this is now when we pass those cotton fields, Mama will say, all that wasted. We've got big fancy machines, and man, they'll hoover over them things sitting in an air condition, and they leave all that cotton behind. But see, I'm glad there was an old-fashioned preacher that preached an old-fashioned gospel, and I didn't get left behind. God said, if we want the harvest of Isaac, we must be willing to do what Isaac did. We must be willing and obedient to the voice of God. And then we got to do something that it don't make no sense to do in this generation that we're living in. And that's God. We got to sow the seed. We got to sow the seed. Keep singing. Keep preaching. Keep telling the world about Jesus. He said, we're not leaving. We're going to stay right here. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to sing and we're going to shout while the ages roll. Amen. For the benefits and the blessings of God. What about you? I desire the harvest of Isaac. Don't you? Are you sowing today? Listen, the world's going to laugh at you anyway. It don't make a whole lot of sense. But let's just keep sowing. Let's just keep sowing in a time that you can't sow. Thank God. We're going to ask Brother Herman or whoever's leading this song this morning. I want the harvest of Isaac. Don't you? The only way we can do that is by being willing, obedient, and sow the seed. As we stand together this morning, would you come? What about it today?